I'm back with a beard. That's okay though, because I want you to live long and prosper with Azure Security Center. Hey guys, and welcome to the show. Today I have Yuri Diogenes with me. How'd I do that? Did I do that okay, Yuri?
Yeah, you did great.
Awesome. So what's your title?
I'm a senior content developer at the CSI Enterprise Mobility and Security team. I'm responsible for the Azure Security Center content as well as the OMS security and solutions around enterprise mobility that have the security baked in. Because as you know, recently we changed the enterprise mobility, used to be Enterprise Mobility Suite, and now is Enterprise Mobility and Security.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think a lot of people, when they think about Azure, think security is kind of automatically built in, but there are some things that people can do to make themselves more secure, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. There are a lot of capabilities, and we also recently we launched a new website called Azure Security Information Site. I'm going to give the URL later. But this is a place where you go, a one-stop shop for all security content related to Azure, which is something that we didn't have in the past. Now we are concentrating everything on this site.
Awesome. So I think one thing I think that there are two trains of thoughts, right? You've got people that think, well, the cloud's incredibly secure. Look at all the certifications that Microsoft has on the cloud. All the FedRAMP stuff, all the government certifications. The cloud's very secure. But the other train of thought, and I think the correct train of thought, is that there's always things that you can do to make things more secure. And depending on the level of cloud support that you get, especially if you're doing Azure, there's infrastructure as a service, there's platforms as a service, there's all sorts of levels with Azure. And in a lot of those instances, you're actually kind of the person that's responsible for security in those cases, correct?
Right. That's correct. And what's happening, the shift today that we have is that although security remains the bigger obstacle for overcoming this fully migration to the cloud because of privacy concerns and things like that, this is changing as we show our commitment to keep customers' privacy and also enable customers to leverage our own cloud resources to protect their assets. And that's where things like Azure Security Center, OMS Security play a big role. Not only that, but also a lot of capabilities that are built in Azure that customers can leverage to protect their resources. So this is something that is helping to build trust and also making way more flexible for IT to say, hey, I believe and I trust this cloud provider, I trust their platform, they have mechanisms to protect my assets. So it's about building that trust by showing results, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens when there's a security incident in the cloud?
That's the whole point of this conversation today, because incident response is something that companies are starting to finally, right, bake into their processes, internal processes. The thing is, some companies are more mature in incident response on premises, but when they go to the cloud, they are a little bit not sure what to do. For many, many years, companies, they focus on protection, right, across endpoints for sensor, data center. It was about building a perimeter with firewall and all that. They realized that protecting and only defending is not really work correctly. They will get on at some time. They will be attacked. And it's important to have a detection mechanism that can rapidly identify possible attacks, possible vulnerabilities, and how to prevent or how to overcome something that was already exploited. So we are shifting from protection to detection. And this is an important shift because as we detect vulnerabilities rapidly, we can take action to respond rapidly. Now, to respond, we need to have tools for that. And that's where Azure Security Center and OMS play a bigger role, because we can not only detect that something did happen, but we can also give guidelines on how to remediate. So these are two powerful things. So there is a big shift on this cycle. It used to be protect, detection, respond. I mean, this cycle is still on. This is the secure posture of a company. But now the emphasis is in detection and response.
Yeah. So how can Azure Security Center, you know, be utilized for incident response?
So at Microsoft, we recently released a paper called Incident Response in the Cloud. I'm also going to share this URL with you guys. The life cycle is basically composed by detection, assessment, diagnose, stabilization, and close of the incident. And Azure Security Center will play a really big role in three stages. On the detection stage, which is the stage one, where we identify suspicious activity by leveraging our threat intelligence capabilities that we have. And we identify that something happened, something malicious or a suspicious activity, something is happening, the customer should take care of it. Then we go to stage two, which is the assessment. According to the incident response lifecycle. So in the assessment stage, we need to obtain more details about this incident in order to move on during the investigation and understand, have more tangible data to investigate. And Azure Security Center also provides some capabilities for customers to, you know, continue the investigation process. And the next stage, stage three of the incident response lifecycle, is the diagnosis, so where we can examine the data that was collected to gain more technical details about what took place, so which machines were compromised, what type of compromise, what type of malware, getting all the details so we can correlate. Because as this is a detection mechanism, we need sometimes to use this information that we are going to obtain in Azure Security Center or OMS, and then cross-reference with firewall logs and other logs so we can have the entire rationale about what took place, and we can build this timeline.
Yeah, cool. So I understand you have some demos for us.
That's correct. I would like to start with the Azure Security Center demo. All right, so the Azure Security Center dashboard is inside the Azure portal. You can browse here through Security Center, and you're going to go exactly to this dashboard. This dashboard is divided in two major sections, the prevention section and the detection section, which is in the bottom here. Now, for incident response perspective, you're probably going to start with the detection, because here, as you can see, there is a nice timeline of things that are taking place per date. And also, it a list of prioritization saying which one of those alerts are high, medium, or low. Of course, if you are trying to investigate something, you're going to start with a high priority. It's like a crit sit, right? You need to start with the high priority type of incident. So when you click on this style, it will expand, open a new blade called Secure Alerts. And on this new blade, you're going to have more description about the alerts. Each alert will show up here, and for example, if I go to this malicious SQL activity, notice that it says Microsoft. And the reason why it says Microsoft is because these alerts can be triggered by Microsoft Engine itself, part of the Azure Security Center, or it can be from a vendor. Let's say that you purchase a web application filter or web application firewall through partner solution marketplace in Azure Marketplace, right? You can install this on top of your Azure Security Center, and from now on, you will also receive alerts from this partner. Now, Microsoft is not provide the mechanism, the platform, and the partner is the one that will identify and provide you more details about the alert. Let's use this Microsoft here as an example. We have this SQL malicious activity here. When I click, it opens another blade. And here it tells me about the attacked resource. In this case, the SQLDB1. It happened one time, and this is the detection time. And when I click on that, it opens another blade with a full description of the problem. And here on top, I have a description that says machine logs indicates that this FTP.exe was executed by MS SQL Server account. This activity is considered malicious. So that's an indication that something happened. Now, this could be a false positive according to customer. Well, it could if it was done on purpose, right? Let's say I have my DBA that for some reason he is starting FTP with the SQL account. He shouldn't do that in the first place, but if he did, this will raise this alert. And this is part of this initial detection. If we go back to the life cycle, I have a suspicious activity, I have a detection time, this is a high priority, it's still active, which means I didn't address this. It tells me which resource was attacked, in this case the SQLDB1. It tells me the username, the process name, the command line that was executed during this activity, and the nice thing also, it tells me about some remediation steps. Now, it's important to emphasize that these remediation steps, they are guidelines that can help you to address this issue. It does not mean that after you execute those steps, you are clear. It means that you have these guidelines to isolate the problem and move on from there. Maybe once you finish execute step number 5, you find out that there are other machines compromised or something. So it is only suggestions that you should follow to address this problem.
Yeah.
So that's a very powerful information, because if you think about when I'm in a cloud environment with Azure, my VMs are sitting in there, and probably I do not know if something did happen or not. So it's important for me to have a tool like that can emphasize a problem. Another very powerful alert that we do have is what we call the crash dump analysis. The crash dump analysis. So let's say that nowadays you are working in your machine and you get a user mode dump, right? The process just quit or the process crash and generates a dump file. How many times do you actually do a post-mortem analysis on a user mode dump? It's rarely, right? Because you're like, well, that was a process that just crashed, no big deal. If it was a kernel dump that will crash the entire machine and you get a blue screen, then you'll be concerned about what happened, why this took place. But for a user mode, you sometimes ignore. Now, for machines that are being monitored by Azure Secure Center, what's going to happen is we have the capability to analyze that dump file and give you results in case we find something suspicious. So this is a good example here, the modified system binary in a dump file. The VM, this VM, VM number 3, was the resource that was attacked. And in this particular case, we have the alert saying, hey, Azure Secure Center detected the image mismatch on a module loading in memory during the analysis of a crash dump. It tells me which dump file was analyzed. It tells me the process name, probably the process that it did crash. And it tells me some remediation steps. This is also a very powerful type of alert because, again, as I said, it is possible to identify if a malicious piece of code was injected in your process, or if there is something in that part of the memory that was compromised by a piece of malware. And sometimes it could be even a zero day, right? Because we don't have signature, and we don't look in this particular feature, we not necessarily look for signature, we look for patterns and techniques. So that's very powerful as well.
Yeah, cool stuff.
So all these things that we have on the secure alerts are alerts that will be triggered and you should address according to the severity. As you can see here, we have ranked by high, medium, and low. You know, we have a FDP brute force attack that was identified in one machine. And then we have the explanation about the source machine, about the attack duration. Here, during 30 minutes, someone was trying to brute force my machine via RDP. So that's also very powerful. I understand that this is taking place in my environment. And if you don't have, as you said, to monitor your VMs, you really don't have this information. And you go to that mode that you don't know what you don't know. And you think you are safe, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What about OMS?
All right. So let's go to OMS security. So if we go to the main Operations Managed Suite dashboard, you have to click on Security and Audit. And this is where we open the OMS security dashboard. And this dashboard is pretty rich. There are a lot of things going on here. So you really need to focus on what you want to work. Let's say you are doing an investigation as part of your incident response. Now you obtain some information regarding some activity that took place and you want to go investigate further. You want to, for example, verify if there are a specific process running across all your VMs. So you could go here in the detections tile. And you could search, use this search capability here to search for a specific event, okay? This search is built in. You could type event ID and then type event ID, the one that you want to see. In this case here, the event ID is the 4688, which is a new process has been created, which is a good indication that a new process was created at some point in time in these machines. So I can see across all machines that are being monitored by OMS, which process were launched at some point in time, which is also very powerful because now I can query. And you can see that it was pretty fast, the result. And I can identify a potential piece of malware. For example, nowadays they use a lot of Mimikatz to obtain information. So I could look for Mimikatz.exe across all machines. Let's use one example here. Let's say the SecEdit. I can filter, when I click on the process, I can filter by that process. So I have event ID 4688, process equals to secedit.exe. So I can create queries to identify these commands. And from that, I can create, just by click on the alert, I can create a new alert rule and say, hey, every time that this process is launched across all machines that are being monitored, you should send an email to me. Right, you should send an email notification to me about that, and you can control exactly the frequency, the time window, and all that. So it's very powerful, very flexible capability. Now, one of the things that people usually ask is, okay, so we have Azure Secure Center, we have OMS security. When should I use one or another? Right, and right now, Azure Secure Center is focused on virtual machines and resources that are in Azure. So if you have a pure Azure environment that you want to monitor, then Azure Secure Center will be your main service to detect and to respond to security incidents. Now, if you have a hybrid environment and you are monitoring resources that are in the cloud and on-premise, and when I say in the cloud, it could be Azure or AWS. It doesn't really matter. Right. But if you have a hybrid environment, then OMS will be your best solution to monitor across different locations in this hybrid environment. The other capability that we also have here in very powerful in Azure, in OMS, is the threat intelligence. So the tools that we have nowadays, they usually monitor what? Incoming traffic, right? We are trying to block something to get in. But what about if I have a VM or a physical machine that is being compromised and is being used by a botnet or something? Most of the traffic will be outgoing traffic from that virtual machine to somewhere else. And here we have this threat intelligence that can tell me geographically to where that machine that I do have is sending traffic into. So that's in this
really
case,
cool.
That's really powerful. I agree. So for example, here, if I look to this botnet, well, I have this machine that is being used by a botnet, and the remote IP country is Belize. So it tells me the geographical area where this information is located, so I can take actions. For example, this one here is a host member of botnet Pony Loader. So this is such a powerful information for customers, because many times the machine is working properly, nothing is wrong. I mean, there is no alerts in my IDS or my IPS, nothing is going wrong. But this machine is being silently leveraged by cyber criminals, and I want to know about that.
Right, and it may, like you said, it may seem like the machine's just operating normally.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. This is very cool because it allows you to look at things that maybe you wouldn't think of off the top of your head.
Exactly. And not only from the incident response perspective, but also normal operations, because if you have your normal OPSEC going on every day, you can see those alerts and say, hey, this machine is not supposed to be talking with these guys. So what's going on here? So you can start investigating and you start to understand how your environment is being used by external players.
Yeah. Also, I imagine that if it's a lot of data, it could end up costing you money anyway, because people pay for WAN links and LAN links. And so you certainly don't want that traffic to begin with, because it's malware. But
right.
But you also don't want to have to pay for somebody to run malware on your machine.
Right. So the combination of these two products and how customers can leverage them for their incident response is very powerful. I think that we launched Azure Security Center GA a couple weeks ago, and OMS Security will be officially GA today, August the 3rd. And customer can start using this right away.
Yeah, that's really cool. Is it something that a customer has to subscribe to?
There are some, if they have Azure subscription, they can start using Azure Security Center right away. There are some, most of the capabilities are free, and some other services, they are paid.
Okay.
Right? But
yeah,
they can use right away.
Okay, good to know. Hey, Yuri, first of all, thank you for all that. That's good stuff.
If I'm
a customer and I want to find out more about this stuff, is there like a website or is there some documentation somewhere that I can go and take
Absolutely.
A look at?
Absolutely, yes. We put together an Azure Security Center Planning Operations Guide, which should be really the first step for IT pros and security professionals that are planning to adopt Azure Security Center. We have the entire rationale on how to use or the secure roles, because you also want to leverage different roles to manage your services. So you can use our back capabilities that we have in Azure, and we give some suggestions about that. We talk about security policies and recommendations. So the planning guide is pretty extensive, and the last section of the planning guide is actually about the incident response life cycle that I was talking about, the detection, assessment, diagnosis, stabilize, and close. So we explain in which stage Azure Security Center will be leveraged, and you can leverage that. And it has a link also to the Azure Security Center detection capabilities. The main link for that is azure.microsoft.com Documentation Services Security Center, right? There is where we land, and we have videos, we have entire left navigation with lots of information about Azure Security Center. Same thing for OMS. OMS is also under azure.com, Documentation Suites, Operations Management Suite. And if you go to the left navigation, we have Security and Compliance. And in there, we have Get Started, where we explain the entire OMS security solution, the dashboard, and everything. We talk about monitoring secure domains, threat intelligence. So we have a good amount of information for customers to get started, get going, and use the product.
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool. And great documentation as well. A lot of links on those websites. Customers can spend a long time going through that stuff.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again for being on the show. I certainly appreciate it. I like your shirt.
yeah, blue hat. The,
Microsoft.
Yeah, that was from Blue Hat last year, Microsoft Blue Hat last year. Yeah, they're looking forward to go again this year in November.
That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, thanks again. And that's your Taste of Premiere.